Hey, what's up? This is Lewis Charles Candel. This is a study guide for economics, both micro and macro. You can find this and other study guides at OSSH.com. My email address is LCANDELL@OSSH.com. This study guide is for the appendix of macroeconomics and microeconomics, chapter 1. Taken from the book Microeconomics and Macroeconomics, authors Wallstad and Bingham. Publisher McConnell and Brew. This study guide is for non-commercial and private use. In other words, it's for my usage. I'm making no money off this. This is copyrighted material. Once again, this is for non-commercial use. Appendix to Chapter 1. Graphs and their meaning. This appendix introduces graphing in economics. Graphs help illustrate and simplify the economic theories and models presented throughout this book. The old saying that a picture is worth 1,000 words applies to economics. Graphs are the way that economists picture relationships between economic variables. You must master the basics of graphing if these pictures are to be of any help to you. This appendix explains how to achieve that mastery. It shows you how to construct a graph from a table within data of two variables, such as income and consumption. Economists usually, but not always, place the independent variable, income, on the horizontal axis and the dependent variable, consumption, on the vertical axis of the graph. Once the data points are plotted and a line drawn to connect the plotted points, you can determine whether there is a direct or an inverse relationship between the variables. Identifying direct and inverse relationships between variables is an essential skill used repeatedly in this book. Information from data in graphs and tables can be written in an equation. This work involves determining the slope and intercept from a straight line in a graph or data in a table. Using values for the slope and intercept, you can write a linear equation. That will enable you to calculate what the dependent variable would be for a given level of the independent variable. Some graphs used in the book are nonlinear. With nonlinear curves, the slope of the line is no longer constant throughout, but varies as one moves along the curve. This slope can be estimated at a point by determining the slope of a straight line that is drawn tangent to the curve at that point. Similar calculations can be made for other points to see how the slope changes along the curve. The appendix outline. Graphs illustrate the relationship between variables and give economists and students another way, in addition to verbal explanation, of understanding economic phenomena. Graphs are aids in describing economic theories and models. The construction of a simple graph involves plotting the numerical data of two variables from a table, A. Each graph has a horizontal axis and a vertical axis that can be labeled for each variable and then scaled for the range of the data points that will be measured on the axis. B. Data points are plotted on the graph by drawing perpendiculars from the scaled points on the two axes to the place on the graph where the perpendiculars intersect. C. A line or curve can then be drawn to connect the points plotted on the graph. If the graph is a straight line, it is linear. A graph provides information about relationships between variables. A. An upward sloping line to the right on a graph indicates that there is a positive or direct relationship between two variables. An increase in one is associated with an increase in the other. A decrease in one is associated with a decrease in the other. B. A downward sloping line to the right means that there is a negative or inverse relationship between the two variables. An increase in one is associated with a decrease in the other. A decrease in one is associated with an increase in the other. Economists are often concerned with determining cause and effect in economic events. A dependent variable changes, increases, or decreases because of a change in another variable. An independent variable produces or causes the change in the dependent variable. In a graph, mathematicians place an independent variable on the horizontal axis and a dependent variable on the vertical axis. Economists are more arbitrary about which variable is placed on an axis. Economic graphs are simplifications of economic relationships. When graphs are plotted, usually an implicit assumption is made that all other things are being held constant. This, other things equal, or ceteris paribus, assumption, is used to simplify the analysis so the study can be focused on the two variables of interest. The slope of a straight line in a two-variable graph is a ratio of the vertical changes to the horizontal changes between two points. A positive slope indicates that the relationship between the two variables is direct. A negative slope indicates that there is an inverse relationship between the two variables. Slopes are affected by the measurement of units for either variable. Slopes measure marginal changes. Slopes can be infinite line parallel to vertical axis or zero line parallel to horizontal axis. The vertical intercept of a straight line in a two-variable graph is the point where the line intersects the vertical axis of the graph. The slope and intercept of a straight line can be expressed in the form of a linear equation, which is written as y equals a plus bx. Once the values for the intercept a and the slope b are calculated, then given any value of the independent variable x, the value of the dependent variable y can be determined. The slope of a straight line is constant, but the slope of a nonlinear curve changes throughout. To estimate the slope of a nonlinear curve at a point, the slope of a tangent line to the curve at that point is calculated. Here are some formulas I found rather useful, which I got from the book Geometry from Cliff's Quick Review. Summary of coordinate geometry formulas. If A, x sub 1, y sub 1, and B, x sub 2, y sub 2, then distance D from A to B equals D equals square root of x sub 2 minus x sub 1 squared plus y sub 2 minus y sub 1 squared. Midpoint. M of ray AB equals midpoint equals x sub 1 plus x sub 2 divided by 2, comma, y sub 1 plus y sub 2 divided by 2. The slope M of A to B. M equals y2 minus y1 divided by x2 minus x1. Equations of lines. Standard form. Ax plus by equals c, where a, b, and c are real numbers. A and b are both not zero. The point slope formula. Y minus y1 equals m x minus x1. Where x1 and y1 is a point on the line, and m is the slope of the line. Slope-intercept form. Y equals mx plus b. M is the slope of the line, and b is the y-intercept value. Here's some multiple choice questions. If an increase in one variable is associated with a decrease in another variable, then we can conclude that the variables are A, nonlinear, B, directly related, C, inversely related, or D, positively related. C, inversely related. If an increase in one variable is associated with a decrease in another variable, then we can conclude that the variables are inversely related. 2. The ratio of the absolute vertical change to the absolute horizontal change between two points of a straight line is the A, slope, B, vertical intercept, C, horizontal intercept, D, point of tangency. A, slope. The ratio of the absolute vertical change to the absolute horizontal change between two points of a straight line is the slope. 3. There are two sets of x, y points on a straight line in a two-variable graph with y on the vertical axis and x on the horizontal axis. If one set of points was 0, 5, and the other set 5, 2, then the linear equation for the line would be A, y equals 5x, B, y equals 5 plus 3x, C, y equals 5 plus 15x, or D, y equals 5 plus 0.33x. B, y equals 5 plus 3x. In a two-variable graph of data on the price and quantity of a product, economists place A, price on the horizontal axis because it is the independent variable, and quantity on the vertical axis because it is a dependent variable. B, price on the vertical axis because it is a dependent variable, and quantity on the horizontal axis because it is the independent variable. C, price on the vertical axis even though it is the independent variable, and quantity on the horizontal axis even though it is the dependent variable. Or D, price on the horizontal axis even though it is the dependent variable, and quantity on the vertical axis even though it is the independent variable. C, price on the vertical axis even though it is in the independent variable, and quantity on the horizontal axis even though it is the dependent variable. In a two-variable graph of data on the price and quantity of a product, economists place price on the vertical axis, even though it is the independent variable, and quantity on the horizontal axis, even though it is the dependent variable. 5. In a two-dimensional graph of the relationship between two economic variables, an assumption is usually made that A, both variables are linear, B, both variables are nonlinear, C, other variables are held constant, D, other variables are permitted to change. C, other variables are held constant. In a two-dimensional graph of the relationship between two economic variables, an assumption is usually made that other variables are held constant. 6. If the slope of a straight line is 0, then the straight line is A, vertical, B, horizontal, C, upward sloping, D, downward sloping. B, horizontal. If the slope of a straight line is 0, then the straight line is horizontal. If you know that the equation relating consumption, C, to income, Y, is C equals 7,500 plus 0.2Y, then A, consumption is inversely related to income, B, consumption is the independent variable and income is the dependent variable, C, if income is 15,000, then consumption is 10,500, D, if consumption is 30,000, then income is 10,000. C. If income is 15,000, then consumption is 10,500. 20. If the dependent variable changes by 22 units when the independent variable changes by 12 units, then the slope of the line is A, 0.56, B, 1.83, C, 2.00, or D, 3.27. B, 1.83. That concludes the study guide for Appendix to Chapter 1, Graphs and Their Meaning. The next chapter, Chapter 2, introduces the economizing problem. You can find this and other study guides at OSSH.com. My email address is lcandell@OSSH.com. Once again, this is Lewis Charles Candell. Peace.